It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
And his first ever at bat.
Ground ball, right side, base hit. One pitch, one hit. Cam Smith delivers. Pena first to third. He's safe.
Welcome to the show, Cam Smith.
There it is, Cam Smith. Was in the lineup for his first game yesterday evening. And he helped get the first run scored right there. That set up a first and third situation. And Jake was able to drive in Pena with a ground out. And Cam Smith contributed in his first at bat. He is in the lineup again today, Clint. And here is the lineup. And it is very similar to yesterday. Left field, Jose Altuve leading off. Paredes is playing third base. Lee is batting second, playing third base. Yordan Alvarez is the DH, batting third. Christian Walker is playing first. Feeling good from that oblique that had him out. He got him a nice hit, hit the ball pretty well yesterday. Yainer Diaz, who drove in a run as well. He is batting fifth at the catcher spot. Jeremy Pena continued his play from the spring training portion of the season. Looked pretty good yesterday. Was on base multiple times. Cam Smith, as we just heard, his first major league hit. He's in right field. Brendan Rodgers, again, Clint, he is again in the starting lineup at second base. Joel Spada, the captain, said that doesn't mean he's going to be the starter, but this is two games in a row where he is playing second base. Jake Myers is in center. And then Hunter Brown, Clint. Tonight, same starting lineup. The second potential ace going tonight. It seems like your mind is really, really on being able to see Hunter Brown for the first time.
Yeah, look, I'm locked into Hunter Brown. I mean, Hunter Brown, you talked earlier about, is this Framber Valdez last year with the Astros? Is this a contract year? Is that contract somewhere else? And we don't know the answer to that question, but I know it's not Hunter Brown's last year. It is. Hunter Brown has arrived. He's been big over the last couple of years in terms of whether it was 2 years ago, just kind of spotty last year, being a key cog. And it's this year, you know, him, Pena, Diaz, a couple of guys that have shown their worth, actually taking that next step is big. And after watching Framber Valdez go out there and come out of the chutes hot and give you seven innings and hell, looked like he was getting stronger as the game went on. Looked like he could have went eight or nine innings had you wanted him to. I can't wait to see Hunter Brown. What's he look like? What's the difference last year to this year? What kind of tweaks did he make? What kind of pitches did he add? You know, and ultimately, you know, what has he taken it to another level? I'm watching Hunter Brown earlier in the year. That's going to be big for the Astros this year.
Yep, and he is very, very important. Very, very important to this team, Clint, because the feel right now is, hey, there's some guys with Spencer Arrighetti. You feel pretty good about it, but still, you're not, you know, 100% positive on what you're going to get. Ronel Blanco, loved the season he had. Does he replicate that? Does he stay that? I don't think you're 100% certain what he is going to be, right? And then you've got Wisniewski. Then you've got a lot of the injured guys following that. They really need those top two guys, Clint,
to be nails, no question.
And really know what you're going to get every time out, right? Because I think there could be some ups and downs with the other guys in the rotation, and he's got to be that. And that's what he was in the second half. I mean, you start looking at after June, Hunter Brown was, hey, man, pretty much know you're going to get, man. He's probably going to get you six innings, probably going to strike out between 7 and 10, and 6, 7 innings, and you're going to get what you're going to get. And is that something that is every time out depend on it like it was last year? But they need that from him.
Well, you wonder, too. I mean, he's got the makings of a power pitcher, right? You wonder, too, if he's going to take that next step. And is there, you know, how big of a step is that? How high is his ceiling? What's he capable of doing?
You're right, because that was a heck of a step he took last year.
Yeah. It just seems to me like, well, he just seems to be a little bit more mature than most youngsters, and it just seems like the ceiling is a tad bit higher with him. And so, we'll see how it all unfolds. But yeah, I think there's another step there and potentially another big step there.
Yeah, so a big one for him tonight. Get this thing started right. Try to take the series against the Mets, and we'll keep an eye on things. A lot of people. What was it? Give me that feel, Tyler. You were there last night, or yesterday, excuse me. What was it for, like, with Cam and coming up? And like,
the fans are electric and ready for this Cam kid.
Because we didn't have the volume. We could just see.
And y'all know I was sitting right behind Cam out there in right field. The fans were, I mean, throughout the entire game, shouts, Cam, welcome to the big show, Cam. We love you, Cam. Like, people are ready for this kid.
Yeah.
What was your yell? What was your phrase? Would you choose?
Well, it would have been wham, bam, thank you, Cam. But I literally told my brother I was going to do it the next inning, and that's when he got pulled. So I didn't get an opportunity to.
Oh.
Damn. Yeah.
He would have heard you, too.
Next time.
Did you take a pot shot at Chaz instead?
Nah, me and Sterling were giving Soto some hell, though.
Oh, God. That is true. You're out there with one Soto.
I felt bad for him, kind of.
Does he ever react? Like, and I'm sure you weren't alone. Like, were there, did you hear things that if you were Soto, you would have turned around?
Yes.
Oh, I bet it's brutal with him.
From my own mouth, yes.
Not only did you hear him, you said your own.
And just to be clear, people, I'm not like talking about his kids or going overboard with it. I just healthy sports-ish talk, okay?
I'd like to know how healthy this is if you said you'd have spun around.
There's a video out there. He's yelling about him not having an arm.
I did tell him it looked like he may have put on a few lbs since his national days. I don't think he liked that one.
Put on a few pounds, big fella.
Hey, fat ass.
You ain't got the arm to get it there, big fella.
Yeah. Oh, you eat a little too much? You had some donuts this morning? Checking out on the berries?
I tell you, man, I feel bad about this sometimes. I told you my Shea Hillenbrand. I feel real bad about him. I got him. He swung and gave me a look. I thought, well, I'm a dumbass. Let me just chill out, man. I ain't mean for it to go here, man.
All right, Astros. Apple TV tonight. Apple TV tonight. Those watching, we'll see if they can continue this little thing. Get it to 2-0.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, March Madness tonight. We've talked a little bit about U of H. They play Purdue tonight in Indianapolis. Yes, Purdue is. That's going to be. Many people think maybe a home game for Purdue in that game. So that is one to watch. But Ole Miss, Michigan State. There's a 6 seed. They're the highest seed remaining right now. They take on Michigan State out of the SEC. Kentucky, Tennessee, Michigan, Auburn. Damn it, the SEC is going to be represented by multiple teams in the Elite Eight. I'll be damned if that. They've already got Florida in there, and a couple more here. Auburn, as well as they take on Michigan. For you, Clint, is there a game that sticks out to you that you're most intrigued to see, or is there maybe an upset maybe you're looking at in this thing?
No, look, I mean, I think the U of H game is definitely the one, the pick of the litter here for me. I mean, that's it was already just being here, being a fan and being from here, and you know, I'm a fan of Samson. I'm a fan of the program just in general, but when we had Rob on the other day, just talking about how much he likes all these one seeds, and
yeah,
you know, they're obviously 8.5-point favorite there. Like I don't know, it has a chance to be a big night for U of H to run away with one and dominate in the Sweet 16. And so I would pick that one, just pick of the litter. I don't, not necessarily an upset alert or anything like that, but that's the one I'm most excited about. That's the one in my parlay that I feel like I'm most confident about too.
The Tennessee Kentucky one, that is one that I'm going to be intrigued to watch.
Yeah.
Tennessee has lost. Tennessee's been a really good team. Obviously, they're a two seed. They played in the final in the SEC tournament and played a good game against Florida until they took over late. But they've gone 0-2 against Kentucky. Yeah, this year.
Done twice.
And they have struggled with Kentucky's pace. And Kentucky, boy, they got shooters all over the place. And what they do when they get up and down. So that those two, and Tennessee might be, them in Houston, I think, are the two best defensive teams in the country. That's why that will be a absolute rock fight if those two are able to win and meet in the Elite Eight. But that one's a fun one. The Michigan State, Izzo, I always just like watching Izzo. That's a fun one. But potentially, to me, the story of the night. Last night, I think it was obviously the Tech-Arkansas game and Cooper Flag. To me, it's potentially Michigan. I think Michigan is a interesting matchup for Auburn. They've got those 2 7-footers sitting there right in the middle of the paint. And I wondered, and I'm not trying to bring this back up for you, Tyler, I wondered if they could hang with the athleticism of Texas A&M. Like, they've got those big dudes up front, and as Tyler probably watched, those aren't 2 athletic 7-footers. Those are real live 7. That ain't Anthony
Big
Davis.
Clunking around, buddies.
Yeah, they're clunking around, but one of them can shoot really well. And they handled the athleticism of A&M a lot better than I thought they would, which makes me wonder how they'll be against Auburn, a team that A&M just beat not too long ago. That could be the story. Michigan could be the story of tonight and upset the number one overall seed. I wouldn't bet on it, but that to me is the talk. I think that will be a really, really tight game tonight.
I hope it's tight and low scoring.
Yeah, you need tight and low scoring.
I always want it tight, man.
What do you got? You got Houston. You need them.
U of H. I'm going to take U of H minus 8.5.
Yeah.
And that Michigan Auburn game tonight, I took the under 154.5.
Yeah. I feel like this game for U of H will go similarly to last week. And then it just got weird where they just kind of let Purdue or let Gonzaga just get back into that game. Was like a 10-12-point game the whole way, and then they just started to make some mistakes there at the end. So big night tonight, and by the way, tomorrow, that Duke Alabama game, I can't wait for that one. Yeah, the way that Alabama,
nice. I got Alabama winning.
Alabama set a record last night, most threes made in a
25.
Didn't even know that, but I got Bama winning tomorrow.
I have them in the Final Four too. I got Bama, Michigan State, Florida, and Houston in the Final Four.
I have all the same except Michigan State.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because you had A&M, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Nailed it.
but no, it should be a fun one tonight and tomorrow.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, we talked about the Rockets a little bit earlier as they took care of business with the Jazz yesterday, and they are holding well in that 2 spot. But a team that they could potentially run into in this postseason, the Memphis Grizzlies. They've had some good wars this year. This is weird. Something is up. And I know, like, Sometimes I hate that we immediately, that my mind immediately goes in certain situations that something's up. But Taylor Jenkins was one of the youngest coaches when he got hired. He's currently 40 when he got hired by the Grizzlies. But after six seasons, right now, less than 10 games to go, he has been fired by the Memphis Grizzlies front office, and they're the five. They're tied for the four seed. They're tied with the Lakers for the best record. They did lose last night to the Thunder, and it was a decent game. But he gets fired after the game, and this is coming from the report. The Memphis Grizzlies fired Taylor Jenkins, their winningest coach, on Friday with the team struggling down the stretch and at risk of losing home court advantage for the postseason. I genuinely am appreciative of Taylor's contributions to this team and the city over the past 6 years, general manager of the Grizzlies, Zach Kleiman, said in a statement. This was a difficult decision given the consistent and tangible development of our players and overall success under Taylor's leadership. I wish Taylor the very best going forward. This is just odd timing to fire him right now. That feels like something else is going on right now in this situation that forced him to make a move.
It don't pass the smell test, partner. It just doesn't. I mean, you talk about development, you talk about the winning they've done, you talk about the four seed right now with the playoffs right around the corner. I mean, you've let it go this long. You had less than 10 games to go in the season. I mean, all you got to do is wait a month to play this thing out. And hell, you'd be a fool to hire anybody before the month's up anyway to see who all's available. So,
well, yeah, I mean, they're clearly going to go with somebody that's
in-house.
Yeah,
I mean, this don't smell right. It just doesn't smell right in the timing or the reasons given why you move on from them. So, but if it's a potential Rockets opponent in the playoffs, I'm here for it. Just stir it all up, man.
They're going with a gentleman whose name I can't pronounce.
They already hired him.
Yeah, he was the head coach of Paris. Basketball in 2024, winning the Euro Cup, and
he was on the staff.
He's Finland. Yeah, he was on the staff. He was an assistant. He is named the interim head coach. Generally, when stuff like this happens, it feels like either he's gotten into it with someone in the front office, but more likely to me, it feels like a star on the team, like a star player, Jaren Jackson or the two, or Desmond Bane. Like something is happening with the stars of the team that's generally out of nowhere like this.
Yeah, it's either Ja or HR.
Yep. It says right here, Taylor was called into the Grizzlies' office this morning and fired in person. Stunning dismissal is what Sham says. I bet he gets a job next year. Like, even hell, I mean, that is just it. Something happened with one of the guys there on the team. That is a weird, weird move for a team that has a chance to make some noise in the postseason. Because really, outside of Oklahoma City, hell, it feels like it's game for anybody.
Yeah.
To get where they're getting. So that is the latest there. All right. If you are anyone that is potentially struggling with what the Texans are going to do in the draft, struggling with if they'll make the right call, I'm here to give you a little positivity. Not to be so nervous about that. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Just want to calm maybe some nerves, guys out there. I think some are nervous about this draft. I think some maybe base some of their nerves off of some of the things that have happened in free agency that you maybe not have been thrilled about. Some have some nerves, and I just want to say with the draft, listen, it is fair to have those nerves, those concerns. I think it's very fair. But if we just take a look at it from the numbers, Clint and Tyler and the listeners out there, I think this Texans brass in the last 2 years, since this has become D'Amico a part of this thing, Clint, with D'Amico and Nick and this team, they have given you the numbers, and what they've shown and what they've done is not just an average job in the draft, but a well above average job in the draft. When you look at the first really three rounds, to be honest, those are the rounds in which you feel like, hey, man, I want guys to be starters to real contributors. If you get that, those are premium picks, rounds one through three. Well, hell, if we just look at rounds one through four since D'Amico was named the head coach and they started that partnership between him and Nick Caserio, in 2 years, they've had eight guys in the first four rounds become contributors, seven of them starters, which includes CJ and Will and Tank. Juice Scruggs is would be in that, as he has started in multiple positions, right? Blake Fisher has started at the end of the season and potentially is on track to start this year. And also, hell, they've even found guys late. Henry Toa became a starter, and as you said last year, maybe the most improved player on the team. And then Patterson has started games in the sixth round, and Hutchinson has been a contributor to this team. They have done well in the draft. So I think the odds are, coming out of there, based off what they've done, Clint, they're probably going to add a good two to three more contributors on this team. Potentially guys that may even be more than contributors that become starters. Now, can they do it up front? Can they do it up front, as I think is the question. But their track record over the last 2 years screams, Clint, that they have done pretty well at this, and we'll find pieces that can help.
Yeah, look, I think two things can be true. I think we can sit here and we can tip our cap and give flowers to the organization for what they've done in overall in the draft over the last couple of years. I think it's been absolutely tremendous. It's been a big reason why they've had the success they've had. And I'm not just talking about Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. I understand those are the big chess pieces, but ultimately there's been a lot of guys that are contributing and or starting and making big-time plays without a doubt.
But even with that, that could have been Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, yeah, no, look, you know what I mean? One could say that it could have been Bryce if he'd have failed, or yeah, you know, if Carolina wouldn't have jumped. And so, I mean, look, at the end of the day, they've done a good job in the draft. But to your point, the overall draft has been good. But when you narrow this thing down to, hey, man, offensive line, particularly interior offensive line, I said this earlier, I don't think the Juice Scruggs pick and an aggressive second round pick would have been discussed in so much depth as it is now had it not come on the heels of the Kenyon Green 15th overall pick that was an absolute bust, right? So, but we got to look at all of it together. When you're talking about interior offensive line, when you're talking about this offensive line as a whole, just offensive line draft picks, the jury's still out on Blake Fisher. Jury is still out on Juice Scruggs, which you would rather it not be. First and second round, particularly when you've got desperate needs, you'd like for those guys to be able to get in there and be mainstays. We still don't even know what position Juice Scruggs is going to play. As I mentioned, Kenyon Green, I don't know how anybody, much less a group of guys on several different levels in an organization, sat across from Kenyon Green. And not that I think that the organization should be better than a bust. That happens, right? That happens. Unfortunately, it happened to Houston a couple of years back. But the thought that a scouting department, Nick Caserio, and as you mentioned earlier, at the time, D'Amico wasn't here yet. So how did those guys do
it? It was mostly Nick's show.
You put it on Nick. Like, Nick's making the final decision. How did Nick Caserio sit across the table from Kenyon Green and pick a guy at a position that's a plug-and-play position and go, yeah, this is the guy? Because if you look at it, there was never a moment in Kenyon Green's career here. And I mean never. I'm talking press conference. I'm talking when he walked out of the locker room. And I'm talking about his play on the field, his ability to stay healthy, the physicality that he brings, the fight that he shows, the discipline. None of it. None of it was 15 overall pick.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at it, you knew he was, by the way he was built coming out of college, you knew he was a developmental player there. How do you select that guy 15 overall? Hopefully you vet guys and you're looking for a certain temperament and a certain toughness. How did you sit across from that and go, this is 15 overall? Like, that is troubling to me in terms of finding the specific need that this team needs. I think they'll be fine finding a receiver. I think they'll be fine finding an interior defense. They're nothing on the defense side of the football with D'Amico here scares me. The skill positions, look, I think when we're talking, when you've got Nico and you've got CJ, I think you've got the two tough ones, the two most difficult ones to find. You've got them. You found those guys. So it's going to be hard to miss anywhere else. But that two things can be true, Ron. I'm not overly concerned about the Texans in this draft overall. But as you,
but you're talking about the most important
when you
part.
zoom in on it looks like they're going to have to draft another offensive lineman. That there hadn't been one by this group or by Nick Caserio for damn sure that in that particular position that goes, hell yeah, let's go get him.
I think the statement you made about Juice maybe not living up to or not quite at the spot where you're like, I like him. He's been solid. Like, he's just been okay. And hell, I'll be honest with you, maybe slightly below average.
Yeah,
is what he has been in multiple positions. Well, he's been moved off of that position. So I think that does hurt coming off of Kenyon Green. And I think it pushes in and says they have trouble drafting right. that position,
well,
which I think is fair. Blake was all right, though.
Yeah, well, Blake was all right, forced into action because you were awful inside. Yeah. Yes, we should have never been on the field, right? But he was all right. Yeah, I'm not opposed to that. But, like, the Juice thing. The thing that's interesting about, there's two things about Juice Scruggs that concern me in terms of where he's at right now. Yeah, look, everybody needs time to develop. Cool, I get that. That's fine. If somebody wants to throw that out there, fine. But the reality of it is you're talking about a guy that was drafted to be a center. And in a year when guards and centers were the downfall, the weak point of this team, there were opportunities when he was healthy to be center, and they chose to go with Jarrett Patterson over him. Now, I think that was more of a communication deal than it was a physicality ability to play. But any way you slice it, when you're center, if you can't communicate, hell, you might as well not be a center. Like, that's part of it. So the fact that that happened scares me. Then you look at how the playoff game kind of unfolded, where they choose to go with Shaq Mason over Juice Scruggs at one of the guard positions, right? There was plenty of time this year when Juice was healthy to where – there were three positions literally where he would have been plug and play. Should have been. You would expect a guy second year, second round pick to be a plug and play, no brainer. Hell, we ain't even asking any questions. And that just wasn't the case, right? So the communication piece with the center position scares me. And then the fact that he wasn't with that offensive line last year when he was healthy, it wasn't a, hey, we're playing this dude at center, Jarrett Patterson, get the hell out of here. Or we're playing this dude at guard, hey, Blake Fisher, you go to the bench, Titus, you go back to right tackle. Or, hey, Shaq, you've been playing like trash for the last year damn near. You get your ass up out of here. This second round pick from his second year that's lights out is playing. Like, the fact that none of those were an option tells me that Juice Scruggs is behind, you know, the time, if you will, in terms of second round pick with 2 years in your belt, you got to be one of three.
Yeah, no, he is not. I don't think gotten to the spot where they hoped him to be. Now, I don't think he's been Kenyon Green though. I think he's been at some point serviceable, but not quite to the spot they wanted to be. I do feel more comfortable that with D'Amico being a part of this selection decision thing, it does seem like he seems to have a better handle and understanding of not allowing the Kenyon Green type of thing.
Agreed.
As you said, sitting across from him and understanding what he is. I think they've got a better shot with D'Amico. D'Amico and them, they've seemed to have understood that part of it much better since D'Amico's arrived. All right. Coming up, we'll see if we can win you a little cash with T-Mill's best bets, as he had a 60% night yesterday. Even though he wasn't here, he still made some action and tried to help you make some money. We'll try to make some money with that coming up. And we'll look at the star of yesterday in Houston sports. That's coming up next right here live on the...
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
What up, Dirty?
Yeah, what's going on with y'all?
We'll it's take the this. Drive with Sterner and Milner. What
yeah,
up?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Big Ron. Ron Hughley. Ron Hughley is out. T-Mill, the real deal, is in for Ron Hughley. The hell going on around here? T-Mill said, I'll take a shot. While Ron's settling in, I want to remind everybody out there, we are proud partners. We are proud.
I like that.
You proud partners with the Texas Children's Houston Open. If you see Tyler out there this weekend, y'all just slap him on the ass if you don't mind. Just walk by. He ain't got much of an ass now. Be careful. You
I
might
do
hurt
like
him.
That.
Might hurt your hand. Might hurt your hand, but just slap him on the old ass. We are. I wonder if they appreciate me inserting that into this.
They are. You let them know that you're a proud part of the Texas Children's Houston Open.
That's right. Happening at Memorial Park Golf Course this weekend. Hey, y'all, not Scotty Scheffler. He ain't just out there, y'all.
I'll buy you a drink, man.
Scotty Scheffler's winning this thing. Scotty Scheffler right now, 8-under today. Posted a nice score today, baby. He's 11-under on the tournament right now, leading the way. And, boy, good luck with the rest of these catching him. Tony Finau sitting at 5-under. He's through for the day as well, tied for 13th. He'll be chasing Scotty. Be honest with you, man, I don't give too many of these cats behind him a chance. Scotty is too hard to hunt down from the back. Jason Day, hunt down from the back. Boy, that didn't come out right. Jason Day is 4-under.
Right from the back.
Too. Yeah, from the back. Yeah, just right there. It don't matter. You ain't catching him no way, so take that air however the hell you wanted to. You ain't catching him, baby. I was looking for, again, I don't know why Rory McIlroy keeps escaping me here, but...
He was even yesterday.
He was 2-under last time I saw.
Where he escaped you.
Doing the best I can.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good right there, but he's... He had slid back to 1-under. I don't know where he's at. Please tell me Rory didn't fall completely out of this thing. It didn't happen, did it? Did Rory miss the cut?
No, he
didn't. Rory missed the cut.
Did he?
Projected cut is 2 back and he's 1 back.
Is he done?
He's done. Oh. No. I'm sorry. Right now, is there a weather delay or something?
I meant to tell y'all that actually. Right now, they just went under a delay.
Yeah, he's only through 9, so he's got The cut is two under. He's one under. He's got to pick up at least. He's got to pick one up here.
He's tied for 69th. What a dog.
Well, hey, there you go. How about that?
I'm sorry. I got caught watching the potential of the women's NCAA tournament to continue to go up in flames.
Kind of makes it worse.
If South Carolina goes ahead and loses. If you lose Juju.
Not helping.
And South Carolina.
I'm sitting here watching
Don
this
Staley,
game.
This make it.
I'm sitting here watching this game. By the way, it's Maryland, a 4 seed, 60. South Carolina, 1 seed, 59.
With three minutes left.
This is the first 5 minutes of a South Carolina women's basketball game that I watched where it didn't look like it was an NBA, an NBA team versus a lower level college, a WNBA team versus a lower level college. Yeah. Like Maryland's playing right with these cats, and it doesn't look like South Carolina has they're on a whole nother level type players.
And they're starting to do what teams do, and trust me, I'm a veteran of watching Kansas teams of the past do this. They are getting tight. They are getting tight right here. They're bad shots, quick shots. They're getting nervous. Like it is. It's coming down to it. Don's getting
Don
nervous.
Call a timeout.
Don didn't even think she had to wear one of her good outfits tonight, and they about to fool around. But don't you do this to me? That's what I feel like that huddle's being said. Don't you do this to me?
Don's like, we came too far now.
I ain't come here to Birmingham to take my ass on home after tonight. The women's tournament needs this. I mean, they got to have South Carolina and Paige Beckers really carry this thing for them of interest. If South Carolina loses here, you could just say goodnight to this thing. Shout out to Maryland, but my goodness. This thing's getting tight. We'll see what happens there. I'm sure Don will have some way to pull this thing out at some point. Coming up.
Damn, I hope my daughters are competitive.
Think they will be?
They're going to be, man. Riding horses.
You got a gauge on it
yet? I don't know how they can be raised by me and not, but it's crazier things have happened. But
horse shows, bro. They'll get into that.
Man, would you stop, man? I'm talking about basketball, softball, volleyball. That gal for Notre Dame right there. Just she I don't know if they won or if she hit a shot or something, but she turned around and was just like, I mean,
what
that
play.
Golly, I hope what we see. I hope I got to say that.
Just blew that layup. What a drone up play. Yeah, but no, we will. We'll keep you going here. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access with the fellas Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, and then after that, you'll be able to catch the men's Final Four coming up, or the men's tournament, not Final Four, tournament coming up, Sweet 16 action tonight, courtesy of Westwood One, and that does include U of H as they take on Purdue in Indianapolis. So stay tuned after Texans All Access, you'll get to get that coverage, and we will let you get a chance to win a little cash with our guy T-Mill coming up in just a bit, who we are. We're hoping, hey, man, shut it down. Have a good, quiet night. You know what, Tyler? I don't know if I've ever said this before to you. You feel like a guy who would eat cereal for dinner.
I eat late-night cereal pretty often. It's not dinner, but it's like my go-to, like late-night snack.
Is that a snack?
Oh, I eat the hell out of cereal.
I feel like I could see...
Got some peanut butter Cap'n Crunch at the crib waiting on me.
You gave me that look yesterday when I left those buttons. I was going to say, I don't know what kind it is. Like, in my mind, I would have guessed Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That would have been my guess.
That's a top three.
Like, and then I also visualize you getting a bigger bowl than the norm. Like, I feel like you got a good big bowl that you put that thing in.
You were visualizing all right, except that. I use normal bowl.
You use a normal size bowl? I thought you might get a...
like a big old glass, like a Pyrex?
A Tupperware was what I was thinking. Like a Tupperware bowl, a big-ass Tupperware bowl, and really fill it up.
Don't get it wrong, though. I mean, I load that bowl up with whatever cereal it is. The key is the ratio of your cereal to your milk. It is absolutely key.
I could just see Tyler going home and saying, God, dog, boy, just get me a nice bowl of cereal.
Can't wait for these Apple Jacks.
Smash that thing.
The Apple Jacks are going to slap.
It goes Apple Jacks. Okay. All right.
The only thing even remotely right about y'all's conversation is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's a good one.
I'm about to say you get a sweet tooth late. I bet you
myself up for a week if I ate cereal at night. I'd beat myself up for a week. Like, what are you doing, man? I mean, what are you kidding me? You
grow up.
Was it, yeah, exactly. Have you never done it? You never done like?
Oh, I know I've done it. I mean, but it's been a long time. I mean, it's been it's. I mean, it, well before I turned on, I got on the backside of this thing. I mean, yeah. I mean, when I was ripping and roaring, hell. I mean, when I was in college, when I was playing ball all the time, hell, I'd eat whatever I wanted to. Didn't matter.
He said I would beat myself up for a week.
Right now, I mean, I'm still beating myself up about eating that ice cream, that old crawfish ice cream that gal had in here before the damn show. And I feel like I got somewhat conned into that. I didn't want it. I just.
Well, I hate to tell you.
I was just nosy and got caught up in trying every flavor. And I'm still like, man, why'd I do that, man?
I'm gonna eat some peanut butter Cap'n Crunch tonight.
That's mine. That's my goat. That was my go-to.
That's my favorite one.
Peanut butter Captain Crunch.
And
oh.
I'm going to the Houston Open in the morning.
Mm.
Living.
That was my one. That one could get me.
You said it was your one. He said it is.
Yeah, I don't have it anymore. I've bought that in a long time. But I mean, that was my one. I used to do stuff like add extra.
I'm disappointed in Tyler today. He's really got me concerned. Right.
That's a travel under that three. I just so much.
I mean, your body can the human body can only handle so much.
It's for some people.
I mean, you shouldn't push the limits.
Yeah,
just having a little cereal. I'm telling you right now, watch
cereal on the heels of 2 a.m. Taco Bell and a bender for.
I didn't have none last night.
Tyler might go home. I may have talked him into cereal tonight.
You did. I hadn't thought about it, but now I really want some peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
Man, that does sound good.
It does sound good.
Crunch it, Tasman, Cap'n.
That does. That sounds exclusive. All right, Tyler, give us some best bets. What you got here? What kind of money you gonna try to get the people? I know Clint has his parlay. He's gonna try to get going tonight. What you got for the people?
Yes, sir. Sweet 16, five best bets for you. We need these to hit for it to be a successful week. Wasn't the worst week, wasn't the best. We're hitting 50%. Here's your five Cougs. Perk them ears up. First, I got the Cougs -5 in the first half against Purdue. Then I'm on the Cougs
love
team
that, by
total.
The way. Just want to say that.
Okay,
love
awesome.
That
I love that you love it. Next, I got the Cougs team total under 71.5 tonight. But they're going to be locking down Purdue just as good. Next, we got Ole Miss +4 versus Michigan State. Don't love that one. Next, Tennessee Volunteers -3.5 versus Kentucky. And then Michigan Auburn under. I believe that was one of yours that you liked, Clint. Michigan Auburn under 155 this evening. Those are your five best bets. Let's ride.
I love the Cougs -5 at the half. Yeah, I don't like the Michigan State Ole Miss. I think Michigan State can go ahead and handle that thing. Tennessee, Kentucky. I do too. I don't know why. I think Tennessee is the better team. And then when I see the better team, it's hard for me to think they're gonna lose three times.
Yeah,
like that. Like they're gonna lose three times to them. So I don't.
I like the Michigan Auburn under.
I know what you put that one in.
Let's get this cash.
Next line coming through. Yes Show, Tupperware Bowl, Trader Joe's, Maple Pecan Clusters. Sounds good, too.
Sounds like the most Captain hipster Crunch. Cereal I've ever heard of.
Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Not a big one for me.
Those aren't bad. Peanut butter's better.
That don't sound good. That maple, I'm putting that maple pecan cluster in it. Oh, that sounds
good. It just sounds like
I'd run a little honey on there too.
Sounds like somebody's high maintenance.
give me a little raw honey. I'd like that. Add that in there too. Mix that in with my bowl of milk. I'm going almond milk, of course. All right, Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job as always. Have fun tomorrow at the Houston Open.
Yes, sir.
We're proud partners though. And enjoy the NCAA tournament. You can enjoy it right here on Sports Radio 610, following the guys coming up behind us, Texans All Access. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Tyler Milner went to the game. Tyler Milner had a hell of a night.
You're damn right.
Tyler Milner had
a
hell of a
Jack and Jill pacing to it, doesn't
Tyler,
it?
Tyler Milner.
What does that mean? I never heard that.
He went up the hill.
And yes, I know my voice sounds like itch.
Tried to set the tone with that.
One down, 161 to go.
Yes. Oh, my. We know Tyler finishes out on what happened? Dad.
What happened?
My man in League City, right on the money. First shot.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.